Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Gimel. We are 16 lines from the top of daf Lamed Gimel, Amid Beis, the two dots, Noidois Ha'uvdei Koychavim VeKankaneh. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael and the Sunim Batzaru Vashiv. So we're moving along here in the second parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah, what we dubbed the second half of Maseches Avodah Zarah, which really began with the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, which lists Dvarim Shel Oivdei Kechavim that are Aser, and Isuron is Iser Hana. The part of the Mishnah that we're up to discusses Noidois HaOivdei Kechavim VeKankaneh. So what does this mean? High level. You have a Oivid Kechavim. He has some sort of wine flask or wine barrel, meaning he stores his non-kosher wine in that barrel. Can you use that barrel, that flask, for your wine, or can you not? That really is the backdrop of today's entire daf. Now, as it relates to a little bit of an introduction, the fact that it's even a discussion whether or not you're allowed to use this flask of the Oivik Kechavim or not is really a little bit of a chiddush. The reason it's a little bit of a chiddush is because we know that there's a concept in halacha called Blias Upletas. In fact, the entire Yerideya is underpinned by that concept. What's the basic definition of Blias Upletas? If somebody cooks two pieces of meat together in the same pot, we assume that a little bit of each piece of meat went into the other piece of meat. So for example, if one of them is kosher and the other one is non-kosher, just like you wouldn't be able to eat the non-kosher piece of meat, you also wouldn't be able to eat the kosher piece of meat, simply because of the fact that we assume there's a blia, there's a little bit of non-kosher meat inside the kosher piece of meat. Not just that, the law of blias and plates states that if somebody cooks something inside a pot, we assume that a little bit of the thing that was cooked in the pot went into the defanois of the pot, so that the pot becomes now whatever was cooked inside of it. It's for that reason the halacha is that you're not allowed to cook kosher food inside a non-kosher pot. It's because we're concerned that inside the defanois of the pot, there's non-kosher food, and when you're going to now cook inside this pot, that little bit of non-kosher food is going to be maflit into the food that you're cooking. The food that you're cooking is going to be bileya, and as a result, it's going to pose a problem. Stating that, the only time Chazal were concerned about this concept of blias and platis is when there was a medium of heat that was used in the process. So for example, if you cook something, if you fry something, if you stir something, so in those instances, being that there's heat, not just heat, actually let this boy, halachically approved heat, so the heat is what would be geirim, the blias and the platis, to happen. If, however, kosher meat comes in contact with non-kosher meat, but there's no medium of heat, or if you put kosher meat into a non-kosher pot, but it wasn't on top of a fire, there was no heat there, well, in that instance, there's nothing to worry about. Because in order for the blias and the platis to happen, it requires some impetus, and that impetus is heat. Different forms of heat, sugis that discuss the nature of this heat, but at the end of the day, in mikra yoytzim v'dei pshute, there has to be some form of heat. In your classic case, where the yid wants to drink wine, or he wants to store wine in a flask, a cask, a barrel of some sorts that the Eini Yehudi used for his own wine, l'chaira, at first glance, what should be the problem? You're worried about the bliyos and the platis of the yayin, of the ovik echavim that's inside this cask? You have nothing to worry about, because unless there was the medium of heat, wine never entered this cask. And not just that, when the Jew is going to put his wine inside of it, wine is not going to come out of it. So really, the whole idea that we're talking about, Noidei Sa'ovdei Kechavim V'Kankaneim, we're creating this Yerideyah Sugya here in the middle of Maseches Avodah Zarah is a little bit of a chiddush. Because ordinarily, in order to have Lias and Pleitus, there would have to be heat, and in this instance, L'chayra, there's no heat, which would make this discussion dead on arrival. So what's pshah? Why are we having this conversation? The answer is because Chazal said that wine, because it's very sharp, it's charif, it's acidic, it has the ability to be boileya umaflit even without heat, even when it's in a state of tzoynim. And it's for that reason, there's a sugya over here of blias and platas in the context of yayin esech, in the context of stam yeinon, in the context of yayin shalev kichav, even though we know that really there is no medium of heat that's playing any sort of role. It's because of the fact that it's charif, it's because of the fact that it has this acidic nature that Chazal said that this is going to be a concern. Stating that, one of the things that we're going to see in the course of the sugya is that being that the blias and platis that we're concerned about over here really came about without heat, it happened in the form of tzoynein, narvas, it's a davar charif, etc., etc. But being that it doesn't have the basic criteria that ordinarily you would need for blias and platis, Chazal viewed this a little more leniently than that they viewed other sugyas as it relates to Yerideya and Blias of Platis. And again, this is an idea that is going to play itself out in the course of the daf. Now, as it relates to what the Mishnah said, so the Mishnah again was on daf Chof Tes on the base, and the Mishnah said Noidos ha'ov de kechavim ve'kankanim. If you have Noidos of ov de kechavim and you have kankanim of ov de kechavim, now there's one nuance that's going to be very important in terms of understanding the Mishnah. Now, when we see Noidos kankanim, do we mean flasks? Do we mean casks? Do we mean barrels, cups, wine glasses, right? Champagne glasses. This is a little bit complicated, but one thing we need to know 100%, even though we weren't there. Noidos is leather, it's made of ur. Kankanim is cheres, it's made of earthenware. That plays a huge role in the sugyas of Yerideya, and that's really going to be a big factor in today's daf. But either way, says the Mishnah, Noidos, if you have these flasks that were made of leather, the kankanim, or flasks that were made of earthenware, and a yid now wants to go and he wants to put wine inside of it, so the halach is asurim, this wine is going to be asur to drink, the isurim isra hana, you can't even have hana from it, divi rameh, azayat rameh, the chachamim say, any isurim isra hana. It's true, you're not allowed to drink this wine, but at the same time, you want it to be asur b'hana. No, it's not going to be asur b'hana. So, if a machlokes is remaining the chachamim in the Mishnah, whether the wine now of the Yisrael that's being put in this non-kosher flask, is it going to be muter b'hana or is it going to be asur b'hana? Everybody agrees it's asur b'shtia. The shaila is, what about hana? Now, what's the machlokes? At first glance, the machlokes is, how far did Chazal take this inyan that this blias uplatis when it comes to yayin, even though it's soyin? So that right now, when the yid is going to drink his wine, we're concerned that there's a taruvis, there's a little bit of yayin of an ovik kechavim inside of it. Do we take it ad kedei kach to the max that we mamish treat it as if it's yayin shel ovik kechavim? If that's the case, it would make perfect sense. Why would be asa b'shia and would be asa b'hana as well? Or maybe even though there's a chashash, but at the same time, let's be honest, it's not mamish on the level. It doesn't rise to the point where we have to literally be concerned that there's yayin there. Again, it's tzoynein. And maybe there's other coolers that we could be mitzdarfted, as we'll see a little bit in the daf. And it's for that reason, it won't be aser bahana. Aser b'shtia, yeah, but aser bahana, nah. But just to bring out one point, you see already in the Mishnah, you see from the Shitas HaChachamim that hold that in the sugya of Noidos, Ha'iv de Kechavim for Kankaneim, it's mutar bahana, that as much as we're being machmer in the sugya, there is a little bit of a kula over here, right? Because in the world of Yerideya, in the world of Blias and Platis, to the extent that you're concerned that you might now have Blias of a Dover Usser, well, then you're going to have a problem on your hand. And you're not going to start saying, yeah, it's going to be Usser for this, but maybe it won't be Usser for that. No, we throw the whole kitchen sink, pun intended, at you. And to the extent that there's a chashash that is Isser Bitaruvois, so, and then there's Isser Bitaruvois. But you see that when it comes to Yayin, the Shitas HaChachamim is that we're actually not that concerned. It's only asa b'shtia, but whereas yayin shalev yichavim ordinarily is asa b'hana, this is going to be mutar b'hana. And again, right from the onset of the sugya, in the Mishnah itself, you see that there's epis akula going on over here. Regardless, we just went through a little bit of an introduction to the daf, the few lines of Mishnah that pertain to the daf. Now the Gemara is going to begin with a b'raisa, again, related to this inyan. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Noidos ha'ov de kechavim, as relates to the leather flasks of ov de kechavim that were used for wine, gerudim, chadashim, mutarim, yishanim, umizufafin, Asur. So there's some important Rashis over here. Rashi teaches as follows. Grudin means if the noidois were smooth, meaning they weren't lined yet with zephes, they weren't lined yet with pitch. So it seems that the metzias of the way these noidois were made is they would coat the inside of the noid with zephes. Grudim means that it wasn't lined yet with zephes. Chadasha means they're new. In other words, the Brice is saying that in the event that they're grudim and they're chadashim, they're going to be mutter. Meaning, if they meet both criteria, they check off both boxes. Number one, they haven't been lined with zephes yet. Number two, they're new. Then the halach is, if you want to use it, you're a yid, it's going to be okay. Yeshanim u'mizufafim. If, however, they're yeshanim, which means old, and mizufafim is the opposite of grudim, meaning they're already lined with zephes, asurim, then they're going to be asur. And the way you read this is, yeshanim u'mizufafim. The u means oi. So if they're old, or if they have zephes, in that case, it's going to be asa. So what's the Braisa saying? That if you want to use noidei sa'ovde kechavim, it actually could be, is going to be okay. In the Mishnah, it's completely off limits. Machlekes remain, the Chachamim is it only asa b'shtir, is it also asa b'ano? The Braisa already is poiseach pesach, that maybe there's going to be a situation where it's going to be okay. How so? If it's grudim and it's chadashim, it meets both criteria. It's number one, smooth, and number two, it's old, and then it will be mutter. If it's yeshanim, old, or it's mizufafim, it's going to be asr. So on the mutter side, it's and. On the asr side, it's or. If it's grudim v'chadashim, it meets both of these criteria, it's going to be mutter. If it doesn't meet both, and even if it only has one, in that instance, it's going to be asr. So what's the difference if it's grudim chadashim or if it's yeshanim u'mizufafim? So Rashi says it's based on the following mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is that the only time the wine really got absorbed into the walls of the flask was in the event that it was stored there for an extended period of time. It's for that reason, if it's chadashim, it wasn't stored for an extended period of time, this makim already lahakel. Additionally, once the noid was lined with zephes, at that point the zephes takes on a life of its own. And the zephes has the ability to be baileya. And it seems that the zephes had an ability to be boileya more easily than the noid itself did. It's for that reason, in the event that the zephes there, even if the wine hasn't been there for a long time, because the noid is chadashim, it doesn't matter. At the same time, the zephes is boileya, and Rashi says the zephes is boileya miyad, afilu b'chada zimna. One time you put it there, it's already boileya, and it's for that reason, in both of those cases, it would be a problem. So if it's gerudin, there's no zephes, that's bailei miyad, and it's chadashim, and it hasn't been stored there for a long time, in those cases, mutar, it's going to be mutar. If it's yushanim, if it's old, or if it's mizufafim, asurim, it's going to be asur. If it's old, it's asur, even if it's not mizufafim, because if it's there for a long time, it's baileya. And if there's zephes, it's asur, because the zephes itself, even if it's chadashim, has the ability to be baileya miyad. Now again, what's the backdrop to these nuances? It's because there's no chamin over here. So really, the whole fact that the noid is being boileya is a little bit of a chiddush, because ordinarily you can't have bleias in the situation of tzoyne. If it's there for a long time, then it's different. Or if there's the zephes seemingly is a little bit different just based on the chemistry of it. But the bottom line is, noidos ha'ovde kechavim in the Mishnah are unequivocally aser. In the Braisa, we see that it is possible for it to be mutter if it can check off two boxes. Number one, it's gerudin. Number two, it's chadashim. Incidentally, the way we just learned the Braisa, and really the way we're going to learn from here until the bottom of the Amid, is the way Rashi learns the Braisa, and the way Rashi learns the Amid. You might have noticed there's a very long Tosfos in this sugya. The Tosfos starts in the middle of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, and it goes all the way to the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. So this is a monster Tosfos, the way we used to call it in Yeshiva. It's a very, very long Tosfos, and really Tosfos's objective in this sugya is to fight away at Rashi. In fact, if you count, Tosfos asks seven kashas on Rashi in Pshutei Shel Mikra, the way Rashi was mefarish the sugya, and naturally because it is, this place has a whole nother mahalach. This is very much extra credit. Ayin Shom. Either way, says the Gemara, continuing along in the Braisa, Oivet Kaychavon, Rivavon, the Ivdom. In the event that the Oivet Kaychavon was pouring the Zephes into the night, the Nasan, the Teichon Yayin, and while he was doing that, he threw a little bit of wine inside of it. He saw Lamed Agabov, and there was a Yisrael that was watching it happen. You don't have to be concerned that this wine is Yayin Esach. So, a little bit of a Metzias for this next part of the Braisa. And that is, again, we just mentioned that the minig was that they would coat the inside of these noidois with zephes. It seems that the way they would make the zephes was actually inside the night. They would pour this ephes into the night, that's obvious. And it was very, very hot. And while it was boiling, they would pour a little bit of wine into it, which is interesting. This wine is not the wine that's being stored in the night. This wine is one of the ingredients. It's one of the materials that's being used to actually make this ephes. Rashi tells us the reason they did it. Rashi, we know, was a winemaker, right? But Rashi says the reason that they did this is because the ephes was very bitter. And to balance and counter the merirus of the zephes, they would put a little bit of wine. But says the Bryce, in the event that the Ovi Kechavim is rivivam, the Ivdon, so he's processing this leather hide, this noid, and he poured the wine, kiminiga, oisei noidois, and it was a yid that was Oymed al Gabov, so the halach is, you have nothing to worry about. What don't you have to be worried about? You don't have to worry about Yayinas, right? That's what you think you have to be worried about. So the Bryce said, don't worry. Faith the Gemara, the obvious question, I don't understand. How could you not have to worry about it? If the guy poured wine into this night, who cares that a yid was watching him pour it, right? In the world of Yayinas, if you watch a guy pour the wine, it's not a problem. Of course it's a problem. We're worried about what his machshav is, tamyenam, etc., etc. So Faith the Gemara, I don't understand. It's a medrash pliya almost that the guy poured wine and you're going to tell me it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara is going to bring two mahalchim in the Amayram, Rav Papa and Rav Zvid, respectively, to explain Pashup Shan in this Brisa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa says first. Hachi comment. This is what the Brisa really means to say, meaning there's some editing that needs to take place. In the event that the Ovi Kechavim was pouring the zephes and he was processing this noit, and a yid, what is the punchline. It's the word V'Yisrael. He poured wine inside, V'Yisrael, Achor Emel Agabov, and another Yid was watching this Yid as this was all happening. Then the Halach is Emei Choshish, then he doesn't have to worry. Meaning, if the guy would be the one that poured the wine, this would be a huge problem. But what the Braisa means is the Yid poured the wine. That's not what the Braisa said. The Braisa said, Ovi Kechavim Rivavam V'Ivdam V'Nosam L'Toychen Yai. It sounds like the guy did everything. He was Rivavam, he poured the Zephes in V'Ivdam, he processed the Ur, and he poured the wine in. Says Rapa, but that's not what it means. It means the Chavim was rivivam on the Ivdon, enter the Yid, the Yisrael was the one that was noisin l'teich yayin. So then it's not yayin nesach, and that's what the Braisa means. If Yisrael is oymed agabov, it's going to be okay. Freit the Gemara, the obvious question. Nach the Yisrael noisin l'teich yayin, Yisrael ach oymed agabov normally. I understand. If the Yid is the one that poured the wine, then why do you need Yisrael oymed agabov? Tishlam, if the guy is the one that poured it, I hear why you would need Yisrael oymed agabov. Now, I don't understand how it helps, Freit the Gemara, but at least I could read the Braisa. But if the Yisrael is the one that poured the wine, then what's this inyan of having a Yisrael watch the Yisrael? It makes no sense. Mar says it does make sense. You know why? Because Duma, being that wine is being poured right now, there's a concern that maybe while the Yid is pouring the wine, the guy is going to quickly go, chop a little bit of wine, he's going to pour it as well. So we need a shomer. Now, ordinarily, you would say, let the Yid be the shomer. But agav tirdei, being that the Yid himself is engaged in this process here. He's one of the chevre that are making this noid. So we can't trust him as a shomer, right? He can't multitask. So if you're involved now in pouring the wine, then you can't be the shomer on the Ovi Kechavim. And we're concerned that maybe the Ovi Kechavim poured a little bit of wine. That's why you need Yisrael Lamed Agav. But according to Rapapa, Avad, if the guy would pour the wine, it would be a problem. Hachem Ayaskin, with the Yid poured it, it doesn't say it in the Braisa. True, we have to do a little bit of an edit. The Ru. What's the inyan of a Yisrael Eimed Agabov? If a Yisrael is the one that poured it, he has to be a shomer to make sure that the guy didn't sneak in a little bit of a nisach. This is the first pshat. Reb Zvid, Amar Reb Zvid said, "Loidum kidekam et meikar." No, you don't have to edit the brayso. The brayso means what it said, and it said what it means. It's saying that an Ovi Kechavim himself is allowed to pour the wine. What's the kasha? The kasha is it's Yayin Esach. You tell me Yisrael Eimed Agabov. Who cares? Zakti Gemara v'hacha beidna dekashadi leinasi gezerik mayim letet. The reason this is not a problem is because we assume that being that the wine is being poured into this boiling hot zephes, so as the wine gets poured, it completely becomes bottled to the zephes. It doesn't have the ability to be nice same time. If you want a mussel, it's like someone who throws water into tit that's drying. Once the tit dries, the water is not going to have any roishim. It won't be nicker in any way, shape, or form. So too, in the same vein, the yayin is not going to have any roishim inside the zephes, and it's for that reason you don't have to have any concern here. I mean, what would be the concern? The concern would be that if he poured Yayin Esach inside of it, how are you going to drink from it? You know there's Yayin Esach. The teretz is that Yayin Esach is only a problem if now it's going to be maflet. But being that it has no ability to be mashpia because it was poured during the process of making the zephes, so it immediately got consumed by the zephes. It has absolutely no presence over here in this taruvos, and it's for that reason this is not something you have to worry about. So according to Reb Zvid, you don't make an edit in the braisa. The braisa means what it said. What is pshat that the goy could be menasech yayin and then you're allowed to use? What's pasha pshat? How would you be able to use this? No, the teretz is because being that he poured it while the zephes was being made is not an issue. I'm Rapapi. Rapapi said, not to be confused with Rapapa. Shmami number the Reb Zvid. You see from Reb Zvid. Now this is one of the places the Machlik is Rashi and Tosfos had to learn pasha pshat. But Rashi learns that from Reb Zvid you see that if an oivik kechavim would pour wine into some meichel that a yid has, where there's a lot of salt on the meichel. The halach is, if a yid would want to eat it now, it'd be okay. And you would say, what? How could you eat it? The guy just poured wine. It has like real yayin nesach inside. The teretz is, that just like we're saying, that be'idna dekosh shadilei, as it relates to when you're making the zephes. It's nasik zirik maim latid. So I think melech should be able to do the same thing. While something is being salted, it should be the same way. So said Rav Papi, shmami nod Rav Zid, this unbelievable chiddush, that if you're salting food, and then somebody would go and pour a little bit of wine, not somebody, it wouldn't be considered yai nesach. Now you're going to say, what shaykh is? Here you're boiling zephes. Here you're just salting an item. The teretz is, and again, this is your day of 101, it's based on the concept of moliach harayu kureisech. Now when you salt food, it's as if there's heat. So really, boiling zephes and salting meat is somewhat the equivalent, and as a result, said Rav Papi, I think for Rav Zvid you can say such a chiddush, but the Gemara says Maskel Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi heard this, he wasn't happy. He said, "Me dami hasim ka'azal ibud, hachalei ka'azal ibud." Rav Ashi said the metzias is very different. It's not true. Go test it out. Do a little bit of an experiment. You see, it's not mamish the same as it relates to the boiling zephes, if you pour a little bit of wine. So over there, it's azali ibud. Over there, it's going to have no roshim. You're not going to see it. You're not going to smell it. You're not going to taste it. That's why it's mutter. By melach, theoretically, it could have been the same. Yeah, melich harayakur said, but it's not. The metzias is like azali ibud. So it's like azali ibud. In that instance, it's not going to be okay. Either way, what's the recap of this first part of the daf? The recap is, we have this braisa. The braisa said, noidoy sa'ovdei kechavim. In our Mishnah, they were unequivocally asa. Machlekes Rav Meir Chachamim, whether only asa b'shtia, whether they're asa b'anah as well. In the Braisa, there's a hechatimtz where it could be mutter. In the event that they're grudim, right, they're smooth, so it doesn't have zephes, that's going to facilitate the absorption of the yayin. Additionally, the chadashim, they haven't been used for a long time. When are they aser? If it was either yushanim, the wine's been sitting there for a long time, so then it gets saturated into the walls of the night, or mezufafin, or it's lined with zephes. That was the first part of the braisa. The second part of the braisa was that an oivet koichavim that's making a noid, and part of the process of making a noid was pouring a little bit of wine. If the koichavim pours the wine, as long as he's shalom emid al gabav, that's going to be okay. Meaning, that's going to be perfectly fine. Ein neichoshet. Somebody mean ein neichoshet. If the guy poured the wine, now there's the ayin esach inside. If there's the ayin esach, then this very much would be a problem. And the Gemara brought two mahachan, Rapapa, and Rav Zvid had to understand pshat in that part of the braisa. Going through Rapapa, the braisa really means not the guy poured the wine, the yid poured the wine. If that's the case, what do you need Yisrael, Emid al Gabav, to make sure that while he's pouring the wine, the guy's not also sneaking in a little bit of wine? Because that would be a problem. Rav Zvid said, no, the guy is pouring the wine, but being that it's being poured while the zephes is very boiling, so it's azali ibud, it has no roshim, it doesn't give off any taste, any flavor, no nothing, and it's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. Does that mean that hay oivik kechavim deshada chamer lebe milcha d'Yisrael? Shari, Rav Papi thought, yeah, but Rav Ashi said, absolutely not, it's not going to be a tzusha. Zok t'gmar maisa, bar adi taya, bar adi, who was an Arab merchant, Anas Hanu Ziki, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. So he chapped these leather flasks from Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and he took it home with him. Ramu Buchamro, and he stored wine inside of Adjunu, Nale, and then he gave it back. Also Shal Bei Midrasho. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef got back these flasks, and he went to the Beis Medrash, and he wanted to know, what am I supposed to do now? Meaning, I know that these Ein Yehudim used my flasks for their wine. So right now, it's Mamish Noidois Oiv the Kechavim, right? These are leather flasks. We're still talking about noidos. The kankanim are coming later. But for now, we're still talking about the noidos. These are leather flasks. So he didn't know. Like, what's the halacha? So he goes to Beis Medrash, and the Gemara says, Amru Lahu, this is what they told him. Rabbi Yirmiyah, this is what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Kachay Rabbi Ami, I'll tell you a psak we have for Rabbi Ami. Halacha l'maisa, and he didn't just say it, he said it halacha l'maisa. What you should do is, for 3 days, you should fill up these flasks with water, and then empty them out, and that's the way you kasher. And if you do that, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, that what you need to do is, you have to ma'ar le'es le'es. What does that mean? It means you can't fill it up and leave it there for 3 days, for 72 hours. But you have to repeat this process 3 times. You fill it up, leave it for 24 hours, empty it out. Do it again and a third time, and then already it's going to be okay. Now, this process is what's known as milui v'irui. Milui means you fill it up, irui means you pour it out. But the point is, it's 3 days me'es leis, but it's not a 72-hour marathon. But rather, it's 24 hours plus 24 hours plus 24 hours. Says the Gemara, when the Chachamim heard this chiddush, that you can kasher something with this milui v'irui, so something, you know, the muscha risha was hani milui didon. Maybe this is only true in a case that's similar to this maisa with Baradi. What was the case of Baradi? Where the goyim went and took the yid's noidos, filled it up with wine, and now the yid wants it back. So over there, maybe this new mechudishtege type of kashering is going to work. Avul to do, but let's say you go and you buy noidos that belong to the Ovik Chavim Lechatchila, maybe over there it's going to be more Chamer Loi. And this in and of itself is not going to be okay. Meaning, there's Makam to say that you could be Makel in the world of Kashering Kalim with regards to a Kali that belonged to a Yid first and then to an Ovik Chavim second. If, however, it belonged to an Ovik Chavim first, maybe it's more Chamer. Now, this Svara, which underpins this one line of Gemara, the Gemara is going to speak out. And the Svara goes something like this, that the first thing that a Keli is Baileya, it seems, makes a bigger Roisham on the Keli than what it's Baileya afterwards. So, you know, try to visualize a little bit, as if the Tfanois of a Kli have the capacity to contain a certain Kamos. So whatever comes in first fills it up. Once you fill it up already, so now there's not so much room to put any more in. So if it belonged to the Yid first, and now it was filled up with all the Jewish wine that's been stored there for years, now the guy went ahead and he used it a little bit. It's true, his wine, but there's only so much room that it had in order to get in. So there is a svara in all these sugyas to be mechalik between who used it first. So when the Chachamim heard this halacha of milui ve'irui, and they perceived this, by the way, as a chiddush, like a Mechudish to go away to kasha something. So they felt that maybe Hani Mili Didan, like the Maisa Shaya Kachaya, where it belonged first to the Yid, maybe that you have the Kula Abadu Dulai, Abakiyasi Ravan, Amr Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, when Ravan came, he said, with the name of Reish Lakish, Echad Shaluni to Echad Shalahem. No, it doesn't matter if it was ours first or if it was their first. Either way, this always works. Another Shakla Vataya, as it relates to this Kula Savar, Rav Achabre, the Rav Kamed, Rav Ashi Lamemer, Hani Mili Noidos, another Havamilat that Chamim had was that maybe the only time this works is similar to that story where it was Noidos. Again, we said up until now everything has been leather. Aval kankanim, but earthenware, loy, maybe not. Now, what's the difference between leather and earthenware? So again, that's going to be literally the next line of Gemara, big theme of the balance of the daf, and that is that earthenware we know is boileya, much better than other materials are. Not just that, it's very hard to take the blis out of earthenware once it's already there, right? That's why kashering klicheres is almost impossible. It's based on the idea that once it's Baileya, it's almost impossible to get anything out. But here's the point. The point is, the Chachamim thought that maybe the only time you have this kula of milu v'iri, that's regarding noidos. But kankana, which is cheres, efshenish, amalei Rav Ashi said, loishna noidos, v'loishna kankana. But it doesn't matter if it's noidos, it doesn't matter kankana. Either way, this is going to be okay. So what's the recap of this next part of the daf? Today's daf is really broken up into many segments. So what's the recap of this part? The recap is, there's a way to kasher these noidos ha'ovdei kechavim. How do you kasher noidos ha'ovdei kechavim? Milui v'iroi. What's milui v'iroi? You fill them up, you put water inside or something inside of it. For 3 days, it's going to be okay. What was the fine print? Let's chazer over. Number one, you can't just leave it there, one milui for 3 days and then do an iroi. That's been milui v'iroi. That's number one. Number two, it's true whether the keli belonged first to a yid and then a guy used it, or belonged the chachchila to a guy. Additionally, it's not only true for noidos, which is made of leather, but it's true for kankanim, which are made of kli cheres as well. Either way, next braisa. Tanu Rabbanu. Kankanim shalev de kechav. So, how did the first braisa begin? Noidoy soiv de kichavim. How does the second braisa begin? Kan kanim shaloiv de kichavim. Makes a world of a difference. Noidoy, again, is oir, it's made of leather, as opposed to kan kanim is made of earthenware, it's made of cheres. So says the braisa, kan kanim shaloiv de kichavim, chadoshim gerudim, in the event that they are new and they're also smooth, mutarm, they're going to be mutter. Yeshonim imuzufafim, in the event that they're old or they are lined with pitch. Asurim, the halacha is, they are going to be awesome. So let's hit the pause button, smack in the middle of this price. So at first glance, it sounds like the laws of Kankanim Shalev de Kechavim, as relates to Chadashim Grudim, Yishanim Mizufafim, is identical to Noidei Soev de Kechavim, right? These two lines are mamish the same lines. Right, let's refer back to the first line of the daf. Tan Rabbana, Noidei Soev de Kechavim, Grudim Chadashim Mutarim, Yishanim Umizufafim Asurim. This line we just read, three lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabban, kan kanim shalev de kechavim, chadashim gerudim mutarim, yishonim muzufaf and asurim. It's literally verbatim. Stating that, there's a big problem. The reason it's a big problem is because if you look at Rashi, in the first braisa, Dibra Maschel Gerudim, so it's about 10 lines from the top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, it's the last line of Rashi. Rashi says, as it relates to noidoy sa'ov de kechavim, where the braisa said that if it checks off two boxes, number one, Gruden, it's not lined with pitch. Number two, it's Chadashim, so the wine hasn't been sitting there too long. It's going to be mutter. But if it's other Yishonim, other Mizufafim, it's going to be a problem. Zok Tehilger Rashi, Vinoidoy Stavko, this is only true if it's leather. Aval Kli Cheres Balal Alter. But if this was a Kli Cheres, I don't care that it's Chadashim. Even if it's Chadashim, this is going to be a problem. Frank Toysfis, I mean, this is like from all the kashas on Rashi and the Sugya, this is the biggest kasha. What's going on over here? How could Rashi say these words out of his mouth or write them out of his pen? The same exact price that we have by Noidus, we have by Kankanim, and Kankanim is Klicheres. Kankanim Shleib de Kechavim, Chadoshim Grudim Mutarim. You see clearly that if it's Chadoshim, it's going to be Mutarim. It's the same exact halacha. Rashi spoke out in the first price that this halacha is true, Davka by Noidus, Nish by Kankanim. And then 14 lines later, we have the identical price. Word for word, verbatim, like a plagiarized braisa, mamish, where you have the same exact halacha regarding a klicheres. So this is a big problem. So Tosfos says you have to say that the way Rashi learned was that the definition of chadashim in the first braisa and the definition of chadashim in the second braisa don't mean the same thing. Even though the word is the same, and Tosfos says, I don't like this at all, but obviously Rashi has a pshat, right? And this is the only way you can understand Rashi. And that's as follows. The first braisa that says, Noides oiv de kechavim grudim, chadashim mutarim. Chadashim doesn't mean it's brand new. Chadashim means it's newish. How new? I'm not sure. Which, by the way, is another thing that Tosfos doesn't like so much about Rashi's whole mahalach and the sugi over here. What do you mean it's newish? I mean, you gotta be a little more specific than that, right? Newish can mean it's a year old. Newish can mean it's an hour old, right? What exactly is the taich of newish? So it's not so clear. Very dachuk the way Rashi's learning the sugi. But the bottom line is, noidei so'ev de kechavim grudim chadashim means that it's newish. And here there's a chiddush that when it comes to leather, being that it's not so boileya, so as long as it's newish and it's grudim, so then already you don't have the zephyrs and the wine hasn't been sitting there for so long, it's going to be mutter. That newish is a problem when it comes to klicheres. And that's what Rashi is saying. The noidei stafka, aval klicheres balal alter. Thus meant then the braisa when it says, kankanim so'ev de kechavim chadashim mutarim. Chadashim means really chadashim. It was never used yet. Oh, it was never used yet. That's a whole different Indian. If it was never used yet, then it's for that reason it's giving mutter. But the chadashim in the first price, the chadashim in the second price, don't mean the same thing. Now, there's one other ha'ara on Rashi's mahalach. I mean, in and of itself, it's a little forced, right? But there's another ha'ara, meaning it's force ben benoishal force. Because what would emerge then is that in order for kankanim shalev de kechavim to be mutter, it would have to be chadashim, which means brand new, it was never used. And additionally, also has to be grudim. But if it's brand new and it's mizufafin, it's going to be awesome. Well, if it's brand new, I don't give it mizufafin. How could it be awesome? This is a problem. So you have to say that once it's mizufafin, even though it's brand new, it was never used before, still it's going to be awesome. Regardless, this is pashup shot and how you have to understand this line of the braisa. Next part of the braisa. Oyve kechavin noisin letoichon yayin yisrael noisin letoichon mayim. Now this Rashi over here has a koloimar. What is koloimar? Nosan l'toichemai. Meaning the way we have it, evikachavim noisan l'toichemai. As if the price saying, evikachavim can go and place wine. We're not telling the guy what to do. That's not, right, what's happening in this price. So, but you have to read it, not noisan, but rather nosan, in the event that the Evi Kechavim put wine inside, so then Yisrael noisin teichamai. Noisin is for the Yisrael. Then the Yid is allowed to put water inside of it. Evi Kechavim nosan, or noisin, l'soichan yayin, Yisrael noisin, l'soichan tzir umurius, ve'enoi choshish, and he doesn't have to worry. So again, this part of the Brice is also very cryptic. What does this mean? So Rashi says that this part of the Brice is coming to tell us how you kasher this klicheres, that the Oyv kechavim put wine, and what the Brice saying is like this: Oyv kechavim noisin kaloy mar nosan l'soichan yayin. Then Yisrael, if he wants to use it, would have to kasher it. And how would he kasher it? Noisin l'toichan mayim. And what does it mean? Mayim zokteil Yerashi shloisha yomin meyes leis kedam rinon miloy ve'iroy. Additionally, there's another way to do this kashering. Oyv kechavim noisin kaloy mar nosan l'toichan yayin. The halach is Yisrael could be noisin l'soichan tzir umurius ve'nu chayshesh. There's a new way you can kasher these kankanim. And that is, you could put tzir umurius. So what exactly tzir umurius is, they both mean some sort of fish mouth, balaz. But the point is, it's like these sauces and rotev and shumen that comes out of fishes. And these things have the ability to burn, right? Could burn your digestive system, and it could burn through the defanis of these flasks. And it's for that reason, that too would be another mahalach of how you can go ahead and you could do hagala. So the mahalach amilu v'iri, which we know from the previous Gemara works, is really a mefurish a braisa that it works. Additionally, not only does Mila V'iru work, but Tzir Umurius works as well. Iba Iluhu the Bnei Shiva had a shaylo lichat chilo oide yaved and tap Rashion lamed gimel lamed beis at Tzir Umurius koy, that the Bnei Shiva shaylo was talking specifically about Tzir Umurius. They wanted to know whether or not this form of kashering of Tzir Umurius, is this something that works lechat chilo, or is it something that, you know, but the Yevet, if you put it there, you could be soymich on it, but it's not lechat chilo, meaning milu v'iru works lechat chilo. But what about Tzir Umurius, this mahalach of hagala, is this a lechat chilo de gezach or not? So the Gemara says tashma, it's enough in a braisa. Tony Rav Zvid Bar Oishia, Rav Zvid Bar Oishia fakoyf the following braisa. If somebody buys kankanim cheres from an oivik echavim chadoshim, if they're new, noisim l'seichan yayin, then you have nothing to worry about. By the way, only if they're also not mezufafin, right? Yishonim, if they're old, noisim l'toichay tzir umurius lechat chilo. So this doesn't get much better than that as far as Tashma goes, right? The Shaila was lechat chilo d'yevet, and the Brisa says mefurish lechat chilo. Boy minei Rav Yehuda Nesim Rav Ami. Who does he ask Rav Ami another question regarding kashering klicheres? Hichziron lekivshen ha'esh v'neslabnu mahu. What would be if the person took this kankan that has wine of the Ovik HaChavim inside of it, and he returned it to the Kivshan HaEsh, meaning that kiln, right? That Kivshan HaEsh that was used to make the Klicheres, he now put it back inside of it. And now it was Nislabin, it looks new. So the question is that a form of kashering of Hagala or not? Amale. So Rav Ami told Rav Yehuda Nasiya, Tzir Soyref, or like Kol Shekein? Can't be not. If Tzir Umurius is potent enough to burn out whatever yayin is inside of it and to make it kosher, then Kal V'chomer, fire itself, should be able to do it. There's no way not. So, Itmar Nami, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Amri Lo, Am Rav Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kan Kanu Shleiv Tikicham Shechzirin L'Kiv Shana Eish, Kivan Shenoshru Zifason Mehen Mutarin. That if somebody takes a Kan Kanan Levi Kechavim and he puts it into a Kiv Shana Eish, once the Zephes, the pitch that lines the wall of the kankan starts falling off, at that point it's going to be mutter. So what do you see from here? You see that echzin l'kiv shana esh, kashers, you'd rather see one knetch, that when does it work? It works once it's nashru zifasimel. Rav Ashi said, I want to add a nekuda, loy tema adenas. When you don't need that, the zephyr should actually fall off completely. Elafilu rafai mirpa. Once it loosens a little bit, afgaftalay mutter, even if it didn't fall off, that in itself is going to be okay. So now we have a third form of agala that's going to work for the kankanim, and that is chsiru l'teichiv shanesh. So we have milu v'iru shloisha yamin, we have tziru murius, which also works l'chatchila, by the way, and we have also chsiru l'teichiv shanesh, stating that you need either that the zephah should fall off, or at the very least, it should become rafoi mirpa. Says the Gemara, another shaila as it relates to kashering these kankanim. Kinsa, what about kinsa? So what exactly is kinsa? So this is two lines from the top. In Rashi, Hichnis kismin dolkin l'toicha kankan at shenoshu zifase. So somebody took wood chips, these little kismin, they were dolkin, they were boiling, he threw it into the kankan, and he created so much heat that it's already noshra zifase. So the question is that the equivalent of echzirin l'toich kivshana esh, or is it not the equivalent of echzirin l'toich kivshana esh? I mean, echzirin l'toich kivshana esh, you have the fire, and it's noshra zifase, so we say it's a form of agol. Right, madrich tzir muri is kavachemideh. What about kinsa? So the Gemara says, not pasha, pligibar av of Rabbi Nechad, Asa v'chad Shari, v'hilchas a commander Asa. The halach is that it's actually a problem. This is not a good form of agal. Now, the question is why? What's the difference? What should be the chilek between hechzirin l'taykiv shana eish at shenashra zifasai or hechnis kismen dolkin l'taykhakankan at shenashra zifasai? So it's the next Rashi, a little bit of a longer Rashi, and basically what Rashi says is as follows. Rashi says, when you put the klicheres, the kankan, into the kivshana eish, so it's the outer part, the exterior of the kankan that's being exposed to the fire. If the fire makes such a roshim on the kankan that it causes the zephes lining to fall off, that means it must have been so hot that it did a job on it that all the yayin that had previously been inside the walls suddenly are not there anymore. If you put the kismin into the interior of the kankan, the fact that it was nashua zifasai is not a raya necessarily that it was so hot, because maybe it was not shazi fasa because it's mamash sitting right there. So when it makes contact with the exterior, dos is a raya. But when it makes contact with the interior, it's not such a raya. And therefore, there's makam lechalek. In fact, the Gemara says, the hilchasa keman de'asa. So again, what's a sikum of this last part of the daf? We had this braisa that shifted and pivoted from noidoy sa'ev dekechavim, which are leather, to kankanim sh'lev dekechavim, which is cheres. As it relates to when is it asa, when is it mutter, it sounded like the laws of kankan and the laws of noidoy are one and the same, which is verbatim what we saw regarding Noita, stating that it's Muchach from Shitas Rashi, the way Tosfos learns it up in Rashi, that can't be the same, because Rashi clearly in the beginning of the sugya said that don't confuse Noitais and Kankanim, they're very much different. What do you mean? In the Braisa, they're the same. So you have to say that when the Braisa says Chadoshim, Gerudim Mutarim, Chadoshim means never used before. And Afilu Hochi, it's Mavur, another Chiddush, that if it's Mizufafin, that loch is that it's going to be usher. Second part of the Braisa spoke about how you would kasher these kankanim. The Braisa mentioned two forms of kashering. Number one, noisin l'teichemayim, which Rashi said means milu ve'iroi, 3 days me'es le'es, or tzir umurius. You might want to know, does that work? Even l'chadchilo, the answer is, yeah, mefurish Braisa, that works l'chadchilo. Hechzir l'kiv shana eish, that would also work, but you have to see it making a roshim to the point that the zephes either falls off, or at the very least, it starts becoming a little bit softer. What about if you would put kinsa inside? That was a machlik samira of Achra Ravina. One said mutter, one said aser. Who said not? Or who said what is a little bit of a mystery, but the halacha is anyways aser that it is not going to work. Zok de gemara, another shal iba yiluhu ma litin l'toicha sheikha. I let it put beer inside these kankanim, or I mean, now let it put beer inside these kankanim. And really, this shayla is sai with regards to the kankanim, sai with regards to the noitos. Are you allowed to drink beer, or are you not allowed to drink beer? So wine, you're not allowed to drink. That's the whole sugya, right? If there's anything we learned in the first 42 minutes of today's daf, it's that. You can't drink wine out of leather or earthenware flasks that the Ovid Chachamim used to store their wine. That's something that's a problem. Hano, achlis remei the chachamim in the Mishnah. Is it ever mutter? Those are the prices. Yeah, could be. Yeah, if it's new, what does new mean? Oh, it means something else. If it's leather or if it's earthenware, and the house has to be gruden. You have to make sure there's no zephyrs. Once the zephyrs is bailea. Very, very quickly. But the bottom line is that wine is for sure a problem. But the Bnei Yeshiva weren't sure. What about beer? Mao litein l'soichoi sheicher. If you take a look at Tosfos, it's the first Tosfos in the Breit Shiras here on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Tosfos says that really this shayla of beer is not only gay of beer, it's true for water and it's true for shar mashkin as well. In other words, is the iser only true for yayin? What about other mashkin? So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman v'Rav Yehuda Asri v'Rav Ashari. Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda both said that beer is also aser. Rava said it's mutter. You don't have to worry about it. Ravina, the Gemara says, Shaul the Rav Chia Breda Rav Yitzchak the Mirma Beis Shechra. Ravina allowed Rav Chia Breda Rav Yitzchak to put beer. Also, Rama Beis Hamra, and instead of putting beer, he went ahead, this is the slippery slope, and he put wine. V'afilu hachi le'choshla le'milsa. And even though Ravina saw the Rav Chia Breda Rav Yitzchak, mamish, made this terrible mistake, he confused wine with beer. So you would have thought maybe that's a reason to say that beer should be aser. Amar said, "Akroy ba'almo." Nah, it was punked. It was punked, and as a result, I'm not in a spell from it. I don't think there's a reason to make exer. You have to be geyser beer up the wine, or and it's for that reason he held that this is not going to be an issue. But either way, a shayla in the Gemara whether the iser of our sugya is true only for wine, or whether the iser in our sugya is true for beer as well. Now the truth is, let's think about this for a second. Muscharishin, what's the difference if it's wine or if it's beer or if it's apple juice, right? It should make absolutely no difference. If you worry that this yayin nesach that's inside, so the yayin nesach is going to come out while you're using it, and as a result, you're going to end up drinking a little bit of yayin nesach. And if you're going to end up drinking a little bit of yayin nesach, so l'chari, that in itself should be a problem. The teretz is, say the Rishonim, it's because we assume that even though a little bit of yayin nesach might come out, but the beer or whatever else is there is going to be mevatel the yayin nesach. And being that it's going to be mevatel the yayin nesach, so there's a bittel. If there's a bittel, you have nothing to worry about. Ay, oy, bazoy, by yayin say the same thing. The teretz is kosher wine is not mevatel non-kosher wine. That's talacha. So as it relates to yayin, when we know kosher wine is never mevatel non-kosher wine, so it's going to always be a problem. If, however, you're dealing with beer or something else, so over there you don't have to worry. But the Rishonim ask another kasha, and that is, in Yoredeya 101, talacha is you're not allowed to cook kosher meat in a non-kosher pot. Why? Because there's blias that are going to come out of the fanus of the kedera, and it's going to pose a problem. Why is it a problem? Why don't we say that even though there's blias inside, but the meat is going to be mevatel whatever's going to come out? Now, in order to have bittel, we know you need 60 times, right? Tam kikas deraisa, drabon, mendemina, mendeshenemina, but you need 60 times, right? That's how bittel works. Bittel works with shishim. But the point is, why don't we assume this is going to be shishim? So Chazal said, because we have a mesoira that you, the context of a pot never have 60 times keneged what's inside the dfanas of the pot. And it's for that reason, using shishim based on the contents that's in the pot relative to what's in the defanus of the pot is sort of dead on arrival. Well, if that's the case, so then beer or sharmashkim is not going to help me. What are you telling me it works because of what? Because of bittel. What do you mean bittel? If that's the case, you should always be able to cook inside a non-kosher pot. And you're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to? Because we assume that the contents of the keter doesn't have shisha connected to the defanus of the keter. So what kind of bittel is this? So the Rishonim say, and this is one of the places this comes out in the sukkah, and that is that being dead over here, we're not dealing with any roischin. There's no hot water over here. There's no cooking going on over here. There's no medium of heat. So this is really a mechudish digger type of blias and platis. For such a mechudish digger type of blias and platis, we're going to be soymach that to the extent I have something inside the flask that could be mevatel what's in the defanus of the flask, such as sheikh or shan mashkim, and it's going to be okay. Davke yayin, where the halacha is that it's oisib emashu min b'minoi, where it doesn't have the ability to be mevatel, it's there and it's only there that this is going to be a problem. This other mahalchim in the Rishonim had to learn up this gemara, but again, like these are such loaded gemaras, we're just picking a mahalach and we're running with it. Zok the gemara vayter, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, havelei hanu money de kusna. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, he had kelim that were made of kusna. So what is this? Rashi says, shel tzviei bakar. It was made from the golol, from the excrement of cattle. The nosam en yayin nesach. And he put yayin nesach inside of it. And I wanted to kasher it. So he knows what you're supposed to do, right? What's the best way to do this? I mean, there's a few eitzes we saw, but you could do milui v'iri, right? So he goes ahead, malinu maya, he did milui v'iri 72 hours, and anchinu b'shimsha, and he put it out in the sweltering sun, paku. And because it sat out in the sun for so long, it broke. Amalei Rav Abba, so Rav Abba told Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna, asartinu alachi surah dula oilom. He says, you made it asa forever. Chazal never said it's asa forever. Why do you make it asa forever? Meaning, you, by putting it out in the sun, essentially caused it to eventually, you know, explode, and as a result, you don't have it anymore. So even though he didn't literally make it asa forever, but figuratively speaking, you basically made it asa forever. And he explained where he was coming from. Where'd you come up with this chumrah? You just made up a chumrah. Like, where'd you pull this out of your head from? Mitamo, you go ahead and you decide, I have a chumrah that not only me, I'm going to leave it out in the sun. No one ever said you have to leave it out in the sun. And really, by leaving it out in the sun, you're signing its death wish because you're causing it to die. It's never going to be able to survive the sun for 72 hours. It wasn't something you had to do, and this was the little bit of taychacha that he gave him. Amar Rab Yusna, Amar Rab Ami, Kli Neser. As it relates to Kli Neser, we'll see what that is in a second. Inloy Tayre Olam, it says no way to kashra. So if somebody has Kli Neser and there was wine inside of it, there's no way to be Matai. My Kli Neser, what is this? Amar Rab Yitzchak bar Rabban, Yitzchak bar Rabban said Kli Machpeira Shel Tzrif. So it's talking about a keli that was made from the karka from where they mine Tzrif. So what is Tzrif? So Rashi tells you the French word. Alum Balaz. So it's Alum, the place that they mine Srif, there the karka is of a certain nature that it's bileya, but it'll never, ever, ever be maflet. So once it gets, or you'll never be able to fully eradicate it. And it's for that reason, ein lo tayrei lamas. We assume that there's a little bit of inside of it, a little bit will come out, but you'll never be able to kasher it 100%. Ein lo tayrei lamas. So in the world of kashering these kalim with in the context of Yayin, there is an example of something that you actually can't kasher. Right? Till now, you can kasher the Ur, the Noidois, you can kasher the earthenware, the Kankanim, but as it relates to this Kli Neser, Kli Machpeir Shel Tzrif, that's not something that's even possible. The Beit Parzik Rufila, so we need help from Rashi. Parzik is the name of a person. Rufila, that sounds also like the name of a person, but Rufila is Sheni Lamelech. It means Mishal Lamelech, the viceroy, right? So in the house of Parzik Rufila, Anas, Hanu Kubi mi Pumpadisa. They went ahead and they confiscated certain kubi, certain flasks that were used for wine from the Jews in Pumpadisa. Rambubu Khamra. And he went ahead and he put his own wine in there. And then Adrinu Nahalayo, he was very nice. He didn't just keep it. He took it for a short period of time and then he returned it. Also, Shalu, the Rabbi Yehuda. So they went to Rabbi Yehuda and they asked Rabbi Yehuda, what do we do with this? You kasher it? You don't kasher it? Could you kasher it? Amas. Rabbi Yehuda said a staggering chiddush. He said, Dovash Emachnisa Lekiyimhu. He said that these kalim was a Dovash Emachnisa Lekiyim. It was a type of keli that people don't use for long-term storage. Meaning they use, but like only for the short term. And if you put Yayin Nesach, Yayin of an Ovi Kechavim, into such a keli, you don't have to even kasher it. Meshach Shecham B'mayim, you rinse it out with water, Vein Mutarin, and once you do that, at that point, it's going to be Mutar. An unbelievable chiddush. This sugi that we're learning, under the Mishnah, the Braises, everything we have up until this point, that's only an issue if you're dealing with a Dovar Shemach Nisoy Lekim. If, however, you're dealing with a Dovar Shemach Nisoy Lekim, so over there, you don't have to do any kashering at all. Meshach Shecham B'mayim, Vein Mutarin, and it's going to be Mutar. Another story. Omer Rabba Viro. Rabbi Avira said, "Hani chatzvi shchimi de armoi." So chatzvi are these different flasks. Shchimi means they were made from red karka. Rashi tells us the French word for this. Rusha balaz daramoi came from these Armenians. Kivan the loibali tuva, being that that type of karka, I mean the kalim that are made from that type of karka is not by leia so good. Meshach shechem b'mayim umutarim. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about mili ve'iroi. There was yai nesach inside. Just rinse it out good. That's going to be okay. Now again, this is some sort of earthenware kalim. Earthenware kalim we see you need agala, but this is something that's just not by leia so much. And again, we're dealing with something that doesn't have any heat, right? This is all being by Leia Tzayning, which is Alu Rishayin of Anu Metznarim, that you could even do something like that. So Kim Dalei Bali Tuva, all you have to rinse it, it's going to be a Amar Apapi. Apapi said, a similar halacha, Hani Pasvasa, Rashi says Pasvasa, again, earthenware kalim, Klicheres, the Bay Michsi, that came from the place called Michsi, Kim Dalei Bali Tuva, there too, that earth wasn't by Leia so good, and it's for that reason, Meshach Shechon B'mayim Mutar, all you have to do is rinse it out with water, and it's going to be Mutar. So again, what we take out of all these last little maislach that we had here is that not all earthenware kalim were created equally, right? They're all a little bit different. Some of them you can never kasher at all. Ainly tayroi lamis. Some of them you just have to do the hagala, the different types of hagala that the Gemara discussed earlier in the daf. And some of them you don't even have to do hagala. Meshach shecham b'mayim umutarim. That in and of itself is going to be okay. Another thing that we saw in this Gemara is that there's a nafkamina between kalim that's a dovesh emachnisa lekiyum versus a dovesh emachnisa lekiyum. So the only time it's a problem is if the thing that you're putting into this keli is machnisa lekiyum. But if it's a machnis alakim, then it's going to be different. With that segue, next Gemara, Kasi. As it relates to koisois, a cup. This is not a flask, it's not a cask, it's not a barrel, and any synonym thereof. This is just a good old-fashioned glass. This is a kois. Rav Asi Asar, Rav Ashi Shari. Meaning, in the event that an Ovi Kecham used it for his yayin, Rav Asi said it's a problem. Unless you do a proper agolo, you can't drink from it. Rav Ashi Shari, Rav Ashi said it's going to not be a problem, it's going to be okay. Now, at first glance, you would say, doesn't this sound like a dovish imachnisa lekiyam, right? How long are you keeping the wine inside your wine glass? Not that long, right? Even if you let it breathe and you know how to do the twirls, but still, you're not leaving it there that long. So, zikhar dovish imachnisa lekiyam, right? I don't think there's any question about that. And stating that, we see there's a little bit of a shaila, right? So, we're going to have to revisit it in lieu of what we mentioned a minute ago. Hence, the word segue was used before we saw this gemara. But Kasi, Rav Asi Omar, that it's a problem. Rav Ashi said it's mutter. So Gemara says like this: Isha sibu ovi kechavim pam rishon. If the ovi kechavim was the first person to drink from it, kuli amalei pligid aser. Then everybody holds it's going to be aser. If the first person to use it was the ovi kechavim, it's like we mentioned on Amud Aleph. Whoever uses it first, has more of a presence now inside the sign. Right, whatever the keli is used for first, it's b'leia more from, then it's going to be initial. Ki pligi, when was there a machloikis, the pamsheni, as relates to the second time. If a guy used it the second time, there's a mandama that holds its moti. Ikdami, some said no. Pam rishim v'sheni kulam with big d'asa. Even a second time, everybody holds it's going to be asa. Ki pligi, what was the machloikis, the pam gimel? So according to the first lishna, everyone agrees the first time if a guy uses it, it's a problem. The shaila is, what about the second time? According to the second lishna, everyone agrees, even if the guy was the second one to use it, it's going to be a problem. The shaila is the third time, meaning if a yid used it, pam rishon v'sheni, and the guy only used it pam shlishis, what's the halacha? The hilchasa pam rishon v'sheni aser, gimel mutter. In other words, we paskin like Rav Ashi, who said mutter, second lishna. First two times, everyone holds his aser, and Rav Ashi that said mutter holds pam shlishis, which is the hilchasa. Pam rishon v'sheni aser, gimel is going to be mutter. Now, again, we just said that we have to reconcile this with what the Gemara said earlier in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. It was a Maisa Shahaya where the Chevra of Parzik Rufila took the Kubi from Pumpadi, so they put their wine inside of it, they returned it, and they asked Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, oh, it's a Dabashem Achnisa Lekiyum, and if it's Dabashem Achnisa Lekiyum, it's Shachshem B'mai, they mutar. L'chayr, aren't all cases that way? It's always a Dabashem Achnisa Lekiyum. So why are we even having this conversation? The Teretz is, obvious, right? It's not even a Kasha. The Teretz is that although it's true, Dabashem Achnisa Lekiyum is fine, but it's only fine if it wasn't the Pam Rishon and the Pam Sheni being used by the Ovid Kechavim. So if the Ovid Kechavim uses even a Dovash Emachnis Lekiyim, Pam Rishon and Pam Sheni, so then already it's always going to be a problem, even though it's a Dovash Emachnis Lekiyim, because of the Maila or Chesaron of Pam Rishon V'Sheni. So that's what gives it now this edge that it's going to be a problem. When do we say that Dovash Emachnis Lekiyim is fine? That's when the guy used it, I don't know how many times he used it, who cares? But the bottom line is, if it wasn't Pam Rishon V'Sheni, in that instance it's going to be put. And that was the story that happened with Parzik Rufila, where they confiscated the kubi of the Yidden. Oh, that was already Yiddish koisis. No Yayin Nesach had ever been inside of it, even though now they used it, being that it's Dovash Emachnis Elikiyum, it's for that reason it's going to be different. But the bottom line is, Poshit, the way you walk away from this Gemara, I think, is that from the beginning of the Sugya until really these last 10 or so lines, based on what the Gemara just said, we're talking about noidois and kankanim, that's machnisa l'kiyum. Here the Gemara has this carve out of it. So dovash e machnisa l'kiyum, unless it was the first and second time, then already it's going to be mutter. Stating that, if you mind in the Rishonim, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. There is a mahalach like this in the Rishonim, but again, we're mentioning this many times, almost the chorus of today's daf, because today is a really, really loaded daf. You just see it from the Tosfos on the Amid and the Girsois, and there's mamish kashas and terutzim flying all over the place. There's a lot happening over here. Stating that, trying to learn through the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara, just pshutei shel mikra. Either way, weiter. Amar Rav Smit, Rav Zvid said, hanim mani de kunya. If somebody has kalim, and these kalim were made of earthenware, but at the same time, they were kunya, they were coated, they were mitsupa with lead. So again, you have an earthenware keli, klicheres, kankan, think of all the klicheres parts of the sugya, but it's unique in that it has a coating, and the coating is made of aver, avar, it's made of lead. So the halacha is like this, chivra v'uchma, if the color of the lead is either black or white, shari, the halacha is, it's going to be mutter. Yuroika, if however it's like a green color, aser, it's going to be aser, and the reason if it's a green color, it's different, is mishum de mitzrif, because the fact that it has this yuroik color, that's a sign that this karka there from the tzrif, that we mentioned earlier, the Machfeirish Shal Tzrif, has a little bit of karka of the alum, and the alum we saw earlier was Ein Leitayra Elamis, and here too, it has this ability to be Bailei Atfei, and it's, for that reason, the halach is, it's going to be awesome. In other words, Kli Cheres is more chamor than Kli Oiris, right? That's one of the things we saw in the sugya. It's certainly more chamer, let's say, than Kli Matris, which we didn't even talk about. The point is, Kli Cheres is considered the most chamer when it comes to the sugya's Ablius Aplatis. What happens if you have Kli Cheres, but the Kli Cheres has a lining, and the lining is made up of lead? Now, this lead is already a whole different inyan. It's for that reason you can argue that the klicheres is never boileia, really. It's the lead that's being boileia. And if it's the lead that's being boileia, so maybe when it comes to kashering, we don't treat this keli now as a klicheres, but we're going to treat it as a lead. So for example, right, let's just start from the beginning of the sugya. Noidei so'ev de kichavim gruden chadashin mutarim yishonim mezufaf and asurim. Kankan so'ev de kichavim chadashin gruden mutarim yishonim mezufaf and asurim. Which we saw in Rashi Shita, even though it sounds like it's saying the same thing, it's really not saying the same thing. Because klicheres is way more chomer, right? What about if it has a lead lining? It's a klicheres. Do we treat it like klicheres and it falls into that price? It's going to have the chomer. There's other nafkaminas as well. But the point is that we're going to treat it with the chomer of cheres, or we're not going to treat it with the chomer of cheres. On the one hand, it's a klicheres, but then again, it's being lined. It's being lined with this lead. So maybe we treat it like lead. And Rav Zvid very mysteriously said, it depends on the color. If it's white or black, shari. What does shari mean? Meaning it's going to be mutter, that you're not going to have to treat it with the chaymer of klicheres. If, however, it's yoraika, then it's going to be also. And the reason is because then it looks like it came from the machfeirish shel tzrif. That was the clean nesa that the Gemara had said earlier, ein lo taira ilamis. Oh, ein lo taira ilamis, therefore it's murchamer, and therefore it's going to be also. And what does also mean? You're going to have to kasher in the proper way. Now, one of the kashers that the Rishonim talk about is that, I understand, if you worry that it has the machfeirish shel tzrif inside of it, if you worry that it has this alum, alum is ein lo taira ilamis. So also sounds like also with hagola, you shouldn't even be able to kasher it. It should be aser aser. The Teretz says it's only betarufas, right? Over there, it's mamish. The whole keli was made of that. Over here, it's just one of the ingredients, and it's only the lining. So over here, it's a little bit different. It's only betarufas. Since for that reason, over here, it's going to be different. Says the Gemara, stating that, v'i'ispu kartufni. In the event this cracks inside the lead lining, kuli asiri, then it's always going to be treated like licheres. Why? Because then the cheres is beilea, derech the cracks. Says the Gemara, darish mireimar. Mireimar said the following, kunya, as it relates to this klicheres that has the lead lining. Bein uchma, doesn't matter if the lining is black. Bein chevar, if it's white. Bein yoroika, or if it's green. Shari, in all situations, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So Mireimar is arguing with Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid said, chivra v'uchma shari yoruka. Oh, that looks already like the machpeira shel tzrif, which is very chamer. There we're going to treat it with the chaymer of klicheres. Whereas Mireimar said, no, it doesn't matter what color the lining is, it's always going to be mutter because we assume that the lead is being bailea, it's not the cheres that's being bailea. Therefore, it has cool. It says the Gemara, did Mireimar really say that? I have another memo from Mireimar, astonishingly, in the same exact inyan regarding these different color leads, where he said exactly the opposite. So you don't get this every day. That punk Mireimar said two halachas regarding the same exact thing, and grada they don't shtem. That's the last part of the daf. Says the Gemara again. So Mireimar said, when it comes to this kunya, I don't care what color it is, it's always going to be mutter. Meaning, mutter, you have to rinse it, some sort of hagolo, but it doesn't have the chomer of klicheres. Freit the Gemara, maishnami chomets bepesach. Why is it different than chomets on pesach? Name it Mireimar. The Bnei Shiva asked Mirema the following question, Hani Mani de Kunya, as it relates to these earthenware kalim that have this lead lining, Malush Tamusha Biba Pischa, are you allowed to use it on Pesach? Again, assuming you use it for Chametz, right? So now the question is, could I use it on Pesach? So they said like this, Yeroika Leiti Bayalach, De Mitzarfi, Ubali Vasiri. As it relates to the green one, is that it's part, there was no Shiloh, they all agreed. Because why? Because it has in it the Machfirish Shel Tzrif. And therefore it's Beilea, very stark like Klicheres. Vasiri, it's going to be like Klicheres. And Klicheres is something that you can't even kasher at all when it comes to Chametz, right? It's very Chomer, so therefore this is going to be Chomer as well. Kiti Boil, what's the Shiloh? Chivri V'Uchmi. The Shiloh would be regarding the white one and the black. My, what's the halacha? And they continued the doylam. And they said, ki isbu kartufni, if there are these cracks inside the tibach, there's no shayad of adi bali vasir. Because for sure, it's bailei derech the cracks, like we saw earlier. Ki di bailech the shi, in the event that it's smooth. My, what's the halacha? So this is what was posed to Mireimar. So again, they had to come to Mireimar. Are you allowed to use these kalim that we use for chametz now on Pesach? Meaning, what's the halacha? What's the, they want to kasher it, but are we going to have to treat it like licheres that has a chaymer? Or are we going to be able to treat it like lead? And they all were in agreement that as it relates to the yeroik, that what? As it relates to the Yeroika, this is the way the Shail came. He says, I guess Pasha, that's a problem. Because that has the Machfair Shal Trif. And if this cracks, also it's Pasha, it's going to be a problem. It's Mamash Kli Cheres, because the Cheres is Balea Derek, the cracks. Kiti Bayalach, the question is, Chivri V'Ochmi. Amadusa, he told him. Ano Chazinuluhu. I looked at these Kalim, these Kli Chereses that have the lead lining, and I saw the Medaisi. I saw, Rashi says, they sweat. Mazin dafnei mipachutz machmas bliusan. I see they sweat from the outside. And if they sweat from the outside, the exterior of the keli sweats, vade bali. It means for sure they're bileya. Meaning, it's not just the lead that's being bileya, the tfanus of the keli are being bileya as well. And if that's the case, the asiri, for sure they become aser. Meaning, once they're bileya, now they're going to be usher, and the reason is because Torah either the Torah was made al klicheres regarding a klicheres sheinu yotze midai doifnoi loyla, that once it's bileya problem, there's no way to kasher, right? You can't kasher klicheres. I just want to bring out one point. This that we're talking about kashering klicheres in our sugyo, that's a chiddush by yain. It's another one of the chiddushim that you have by yain, that you can even kasher a klicheres. Ordinarily, you can't kasher a klicheres. So said Mireimar, that as it relates to these kelim, I see that they're sweating from the exterior, which means that the tfanos are actually being bileya. If the tfanos are actually being bileya, that means there's bliyus, and once there's bliyus, it's going to be mafled a little bit, but you will never be able to pull it all out. Ein loy tairoi lomis, ein a yoitzmi de doifnoi loylam, and if that's the case, it's going to be a problem. What did Mirema just paskin as it relates to chametz? Mirema just paskin as it relates to chametz that the halach is that if you have a klicheres, even though it's lined with lead, no matter what color it is, the halach is going to be a problem. The green one's for sure brown, but the black one and the white one is also going to be brown. All of them are going to be a problem. How does he know? Because he sees it schwitzing from the outside, the exterior schwitzing. That means the walls are by layer. And if they're by layer, and ilchas chametz, you can't kash a klicheres. If you can't kash a klicheres, and ilchas chametz, it's going to be a problem. Doesn't stim with the Mireimar in our sugya. What did Mireimar say in our sugya? Darash Mireimar. Mireimar said, Kunya ben uchma ben chevara ben yuroi kashari. That in all cases, we're going to view this klicheres that's lined with lead as being a lead keli, not a kheres keli. And it's going to have the coolest, forget about the fact you can kasher, it has the coolest of lead. What do you mean? It's schwitzing from the exterior. It should be a problem. There's a blatant steer over here. Do we view a klicheres that's lined with lead as a klicheres? That's what Mireimar said in Ilchis Chametz Amatzah. That's what he said in Ilchis Pesach. Or do we view it as being a lead keli, and it's going to have coolers, which is what Mireimar said in the laws of Yayin Nesach. Let's see an insight. Frey to Gemara. Maishno, mi Yayin Nesach, the Dorosh Lo Mireimar, Kulumani, the Kun Yashari. Exactly what we just said. So, what's going on? We have a steer in Mireimar. So, the Gemara like this. At first glance, what will you tell me? What's the chilek? What's the chilek between these two sugyas? I know what the chilek is. Vechite Mechametz de Reisa. Yayin Nesach de Rabbon. Now you're going to say, whoa, Yayin Nesach de Rabbonon? No, Yayin Nesach de Reisa. Hey, but this is a stam yeinon, right? It's not a real yayin nesach, not for now. But the bottom is the chitam, you're going to tell me chometz is a nesach day reisna. And yayin nesach, only dealing with it, the rabbanon. So we, Mireimar viewed these kelim as a klicheres, klapi desa chometz, which is a nesach day reisna. But he viewed it as a kli lead, as it relates to yayin nesach, which is only a nesach day rabbanon. But the Gemara says it can't be, it's called the rabbanon, gain day reisna tikkun. Called the rabbanon, reisna tikkun. So before we see the last line, what's the last line going to be? We could be mechavan to the last line of Gemara. We could be mechavim, because we said five times in the course of the daf that the whole blius and platus of this sugi is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because there's no medium of heat over here. And because there's no medium of heat, so mechet tesi, there's even blius and platus going on over here. Yeah, in Yerideya, there's always fires burning, and there's stoves, and there's chicken soup, and there's a tipas chal, right? There's things happening, right? There's frying pans. Over here, there's nothing. This is about mechet tesi. There should even be a problem. And because of that, as much as this is an issue, it's mentioned in the Mishnah Choftes on the days and in some of these elaborate prices here, but at the same time, there's a big koyach that terror when it comes to it, based on the fact that it's not really dealing with a dover cham, it's dealing with a dover tzoynein, which is a tremendous kula in the world of now. Chazal said it's a problem. Abba we'll see it inside, Dr. Gemara, as much as it's a problem, but there's a makam lechalik. There's a makam lechalik with the chametz tigapat that was used for chametz and hat chametz, and it was used on a stovetop, etc., etc., as opposed to the wine flasks and casks and barrels, v'chule, v'chule, where it was used just to store wine at room temp, right? That's how you drink your wine, at room temp, maybe a little chilled, but at room temp, and it was stored in that, if it's very, very different. Zokti Gemara, zeh tashmisha v'chamin, zeh tashmisha v'tzoyne, where it's tashmisha v'chamin. So over there, the whole place and plate is asach merchamor. So over there, you're right, tashmisha v'chamin, so the chametz is going to penetrate through the lead, it doesn't matter if it's black, white, or green, and it's going to, and whether whether it's smooth or whether it's cracked, and it's going to go right into the walls of the Kli Cheres. That's why it's schwitzing on the other side, because what's going to happen is it's going to end up being a problem, because there's chamed over there. Oh, there's chamed over there. Treat it like a Kli Cheres. You want to use it on Pesach? No way. There's no way out. And for that reason, it's giving you a problem. Oh, and the sukkis of Yai Nesach, it's Tashmisha Betzoinen. Tashmisha Betzoinen, that's really different. Tashmisha Betzoinen doesn't have the same potency, doesn't have the same kayach. There, the lead is going to be a proper barrier, proper mechitza. The lead's going to be by Leia. Now, if the lead is made of sulfur, so that in and of itself is a problem. So, yeah, just like the cheres would be a problem, this machperish al-tzrif is even more problematic than regular Kli Cheres. So that's going to be a problem regardless. And if this cracks, oh, it went into the Kli Cheres derech the cracks. But if it's white or black and it's smooth over there, being that tashmish is betzoinen, it has no way of getting in. And if it has no way of getting in, it's for that reason. Here, Mereimar was Mekel, and here Mereimar said, Kunya, bein Uchma, bein Chivra, bein Yeroika. In either case, sorry, it's going to be Mutter.